Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I'm giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, we're going to give you the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy recipe for grilled chicken and orange skewers. Now,
what if you don't have orange skewers? What if you have blue skewers?
No, orange, like oranges, like eating oranges. Let me tell you something. You're going to love this. You know, you're a big griller. You like grilling. Grilling season is here, Lee. We're going to give you a couple of ideas for recipes that you can incorporate the grill today. Number one, this is a great little meal, so get ready. You're going to need a little bit of rice, brown, white. We prefer the brown, but if you want to go with the white, it's not going to kill anybody. Also, one medium zucchini. You're going to chop up that zucchini as well. You're going to add that onto the skewer. A quarter pound of boneless, skinless chicken. I'm sorry, did I say a quarter pound?
You better do more than that, buddy.
Pound and a quarter.
There you go.
There we go. And you're going to chop, you're going to get the thigh cuts.
And thighs?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, you want to get the meaty parts. You're going to cut
not
into
the breast?
Okay. You want to get the breast? You can get a breast. You're a breast chicken guy. And you're going to cut about an inch and a half piece. You're going to get one small red onion. You're going to cut that. Well, actually, you're going to probably need a couple of onions, because you're going to make these for a bunch of people. So you need a bunch of onions. You need one navel orange. You're going to cut that into a bunch of different pieces as well.
So you don't put them, you don't peel them slice by slice.
No. You take like a chunk.
Okay.
You take like a chunk of it and you stick it on the skewer as well. Now, what you're going to need is you're going to need some olive oil. You're going to use some cumin. You're going to need some cayenne pepper to make it a little hot and some salt and pepper. And what you're going to do is you're going to soak those skewers first in water for about 15 minutes. Got to get the skewers wet.
Really?
Yeah. Don't put them on
dry.
Those things will go up like a torch. You're going to get your rice all cooked up. Get that set off, put off to the side. You know, you can flavor the rice. You can just make it plain, however you want to make the rice. You can use a little bit of olive oil, too.
I have trouble grilling rice. It always falls through
grilled
the grates.
Grilled rice is tough.
It just falls through the grates.
It is tough. It takes a special precision to grill rice. And what you're going to do is you're going to toss the chicken, the onion, and the orange with the oil. And you're going to put this in a large bowl with the cumin, the cayenne, the salt, and the pepper. And then once it's all in there, mixed up in there, then you're going to thread the skewers. You're going to use the zucchini. You're going to use the onion and the chicken. And then you're going
to... And the orange.
Well, and the orange pieces on there as well. And then what you're going to do is you're going to make sure... Now, here's the key with the grill. You got to make sure the grill is hot. You got to make sure it's lightly oiled on the grates so it's nice and smooth. It's not sticky. You know, and then
so you oil up the grill.
Oil up the grill. You can use an onion. What I like to do is I like to put oil on an onion and then run the onion over the grill, and then get that thing fired up and nice and oily. And then you're going to cook it on the grill for about 15 to 18 minutes. You're going to serve it with the rice.
How many times do you have to kind of roll it over to cook it?
That's a good question. My butler usually does that for me.
Nice.
I usually don't get involved in that side of it. And then also, you want to keep those kebabs moist. So what I would do is I would either chop up some of the rind from the orange, or some of the leftover juice, and just pour it over the chicken part of the skewer while you're cooking.
And serve
it
over the rice.
And serve it over the rice. That makes a nice, nice meal.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.